Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, and we're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining me online, a man who has had a long-standing career in comedy and at the very pinnacle too. It's none other than Ostentatious. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well. You're making a return journey to the Central West. This is good news.
It is good news. I hope I don't get swamped by the water, but I haven't been out there for a few years, but I was a regular visitor over the 40-year career, so
no
I'm
one's,
looking forward to it.
No one's been anywhere in the last few years.
Well, not in the last few months, anyway, the last couple of years. I mean, we've all been stuck at home, mate, so that's how it's been, but that's showbiz.
Yeah, what do you do as a comedian? Do you sit there and you work on new bits?
I've always got ideas going around, but the way I work on stage is very different than the bulk of comedy comedy superstars is that I like to improvise, and I like to work in the moment. I like to work with the crowd and just to shake it up. But I don't really like to prepare too much. You know, I read a lot, so I know what's going on, and I try to keep it current and fresh and. Look, I think an Ostentatious show is an experience for anyone for the uninitiated, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, you can't come in there expecting it's like Sunday school.
No, or a Will Anderson. It's a completely different. It's a completely different approach to comedy, and I think it's an exciting show. And this time, I'm coming with a fellow called David Polterak, who won Sale of the Century in 1986. He won $386,000. At that time, it was the most money anybody had won on a quiz show in the world. And he's always been a comedy writer. We worked at Mike Willacy when Mike Willacy decided to do a comedy turnaround. And he and Doug Mulray and myself and quite a few other aspiring comics and comic writers, we worked together there. And he's written for me, and he's toured with me as a driver. And now he's my support for these four shows. David Polterak. You can look him up, Poltorak. So.
Right. Now, let's just go back to his success on Sale of the Century. Who was your favourite? Was it Glenn Ridge or the original Tony Barber?
Well, I always liked Tony Barber because, you know, he put out, you know what I mean? So
he'd come out running, showing his thumbs to the crowd.
Yeah, no, he's a good man, Tony. As long as you don't catch him on an off moment, you know what I mean. Like 99% of celebrities, but I hear he's bought some property in Byron Bay and moving up there and whatever.
Yeah, right. Okay, so look, the four shows. You're at Candos on the 9th. You're in Orange at the Blind Pig on the 10th and the 11th, and then you're in Dunedoo on the 12th. So. A bit of a leg for you. That'll be good to get out of Sydney. Have you been out since the curtain lifted?
Not really, but it's worth. I think it's been about 5 months since I haven't. Since I've toured anywhere. The last shows were in Perth in June or July, when WA was still an open place. Was still a destination. Mm. But before the secessionist movement moved in into Queensland, into Western Australia. But I'm looking forward. I love being on the road, mate. It's therapeutic, you know. It's just got to get out there and get all that Sydney stuff out of your head for a little while. And the lockdown stuff and the neurosis and whatever.
The neurosis, indeed. They seem to be suffering from a bit of that over there in WA, haven't they? I mean, there's been a movement to separate themselves from the rest of the country, and I think they've found this is something they can get their teeth stuck into.
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful place, though, so I hope it doesn't happen. I know Sacha Baron Cohen's over there. He was round the corner from me here in Vaucluse for 6 months. I saw him every day at Nelson Park, but he moved over there because he doesn't want to be bothered. But I love WA. I love going there, and they hate me. But there you go.
Yeah, all right, fantastic. Now, tickets are available for shows. Once again, it's 9th in Candos, 10th and 11th of December at the Blind Pig in Orange, and on the 12th in Dunedoo. My guest this morning is Ostentatious. Mate, thanks for the time, thanks for the chat, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Orange.
Just in case other people don't know, I think it's the Dunedoo Hotel. And in Candos, it's actually the Services Club. So if you're interested, I think they're pretty chockers at Candos, but you can still give it a try if you want to get a gig. Want to come to the gig? So Blind Pig, it's a beautiful little venue. So it's an intimate venue. So 300 or 400 people. So that'll be good.
Indeed. Ostentatious. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
My pleasure, mate. Thank you.